Hello, I'm Lorraine and this is the Pathfinders Press podcast. Tonight we are in Little Lever, where the scent of spices fills the air and the sound of laughter spills from the local curry house exotic. But this isn't just any night out, it is a special supper club for the community. People come together here to share more than just a meal. They connect, swap stories and enjoy a sense of belonging as they're comforting as the food on their plates. Let's take a seat at the table and hear what makes this gathering so special. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Nazira Patel and I am a Community Development Officer for Bolton at Home.
See, my name's Keith Carter and I work for Age UK Bolton and the AIPP project.
I'm Lillian, I live in Little Lever and I'm 93 years old.
Hi, I'm Cathy, I'm 79 years old from Little Lever.
Yes, I'm Lorraine Farthing from Little Lever.
Yeah, hi, my name is Dulal Ahmed. I'm working in Exotic Lounge.
Can you tell us about the supper club?
We have an officer that works with us on the Pathfinder who works for Age UK. And he was talking about his own personal experience as a widower with some of the people that come to one of the other groups. And just out of natural conversation, it came out that actually there's a few things that you're okay doing by yourself. You might go for a walk by yourself, you can walk the dog, you might go shopping. But actually, maybe going to the cinema or maybe going for a meal is something you wouldn't do by yourself. And you could be by yourself for a number of reasons. You've lost someone, your family's moved away. And from that conversation, the supper club was born.
We became aware that none of us went for meals because we didn't have a partner anymore. We'd lost our husbands and our wife. So I decided that something should be done about that. And I contacted local restaurants and Dalal and his team here at the Exotica Lounge. They were fantastic and offered us a special Age UK deal where they give us a discounted rate and allow a lot of single people or people who want to come on a Wednesday night once a month. And that's basically how it's come about.
Oh, it's fantastic. Keith started it with the men, and he said it wasn't fair. He tried to get the ladies in, so he got the ladies in, and this, well, you can see it's grown from 10.
The supper club is absolutely brilliant. Gaynor told me all about it, and I thought, oh, I'll try that. I like a curry, and it's every second Wednesday of the month. I've only been coming about 4 or 5 times, but it's wonderful. The staff are so helpful, the meals are delicious, they can't do enough to help you. And you meet everybody else that you didn't know and you meet new friends.
The supper club we run is the second Wednesday in every month. It's at the Exotic Lounge at Radcliffe. And we join in with so many people. Tonight we have got 22 people sitting down for a meal with us. All from different places, so that you've got a choice of meeting people from all over the village. And whether you're married, single, widowed, you're quite welcome to come and join us.
Yeah, I'm very happy to see everyone in the team, Keith team, Age of the UK Bolton here. They come in every month, second of Wednesday. I'm very good to see everyone, yeah. Thank
you. What do you enjoy about coming to the supper club?
Supper club is just an opportunity for people to get together, number one, meet new people, number two, and then be out with other people in a non-stressful environment. Everybody's really friendly, everybody's in very similar positions as well. They might have lost someone, they might have family that live further away, they might not have any family at all, so everyone's really understanding of each other's situations. But the things we talk about are like, what have you watched on telly this week? You know, how did you get here today? How are you going back? So those are those natural conversations which we love, and so much more work is born out of those other conversations.
Should I say the lamb cry at the pilar eyes? No, I enjoy the fact that I actually get a real buzz from the fact that, one, I enjoy the food, two, I enjoy the company of the people I work with. It's not lost on me that I'm a paid worker, and from that perspective, as a paid worker, I get a real big buzz that these people are doing something that I don't think would have happened had Age UK not have arranged it. So there's a personal buzz and a professional buzz.
Keith especially, because we have fun.
The best thing is getting together with other people and having fun and getting to know people, and you're all enjoying a nice meal together, and it's just mixing with people you don't know, and then you're getting to know people.
You meet different people, you try different foods.
Yeah, they are all friends, you know, like similar age, they are enjoying. Yeah, every month they come in second of Wednesday. Also, they enjoy good chatting. Yeah, I give them time. Yeah, they enjoy any food as well, Exotic Lounge, and published, you know, like a Bolton Age of the UK.
What would you say to someone who has not been before and is feeling a bit nervous?
Firstly, I'd reassure them that actually there's genuinely nothing to be nervous about, but we also offer like a bit of a buddy system. So we've had someone today that was a bit wary about coming, hadn't been before, and actually we've picked them up. And we'll do that the first few times, and then we'll figure out a little plan for them, and hopefully by that time they'll be embedded enough into the group that then they don't feel anxious and nervous about coming again. It is a really friendly group. Like I say, everyone's got very similar lived experience, and my biggest advice would be not to be nervous. Everyone's so welcoming and friendly.
I would say what it says in the poster is there's lots of reasons why you might not want to come for a meal on your own, and I get that. But I would encourage anybody not to be nervous. They'll get a very, very warm welcome. We all know what it's like to be either nervous about a new situation, fearful, a little bit frightened even. And that's what we're here to make sure that you don't feel any of those things. We support each other. There's a lift sharing scheme at the end of the night. People make sure they're safe. So put those fears aside. Give it a go. That's what I would say to people.
Or come. You're made welcome. You won't be left out or anything. You pulled into it.
Don't be nervous. Just come and you'll fit in just like anybody else. And they just accept you and you'll get to know everybody. It's really good. I've come on my own tonight. My friend didn't turn up, but I've just come on my own because I know everybody else who's here. Well, most of them.
And if you need transport, some of us can, if you live in the area, pick you up and take you home.
Yeah, I recommend, yeah, everyone, please come join. Yeah, we'll look after everyone, yeah, everyone. Thank you very much, yeah.
From shared curries to shared memories, this supper club in Little Lever is about so much more than food. It's about friendship, laughter and staying connected. A big thank you to everyone who welcomed us to the table and shared their stories. If you've been inspired by what you've heard, maybe there's a supper club near you, or maybe it's time to start one.